We have a problem here in the studio, and I do want to share this with everybody listening, and I would like buy-in because a friendship is at stake, possibly. Fev.
Why don't you save this segment to when Husey comes on?
Oh, I'm happy to ask Husey.
Husey, we have
a problem. I hope we get to the bottom of this right now.
Thank you.
So off air before, we were having a chat and Fev told Byron and I about a time when he was in Malaysia. Oh, can I tell the story?
I was off air. That's the whole point of this story.
Okay.
Like, no one really knows this story.
But the bone of contention is I don't believe the story. See, when you have a friend like Fev who's always pranking you, always making things up, I now don't know what to believe.
Because just a chat about my scar.
He's got a scar on his sternum, on his chest, and he said he got stabbed in Malaysia. And I said to him,
"Blast."
Well, I was like,
I think in our friendship,
over the years, we've even had a segment here on the show called Stories of the Fevolution. I feel like you would be, if you had been stabbed and that was a, you would wear that like a badge of honour. Even if you'd been glassed.
No, but the circumstances.
You would
the
be so proud of that scar, and yet I've just heard about it today, so I don't believe you. Yeah. And then it became a bit of a thing in the studio because I said to Leon and Byron, well, come on, he's joking.
And they believe me.
You've both gone, well, it sounds quite true.
See, mates stick together.
But you're a liar.
Says like, who? How?
But that's what you do. You do it to me all the time. Remember when we were in Tokyo last year and I said, how's Casey? Because Casey, our wonderful producer,
she was having a bad trot because she needed
said to me, she's sick and she needs her foot amputated. And I went and I said, this is terrible.
That was off air too, I think, wasn't it?
Anyway, I believed him.
I believed him as well.
And after about 20 minutes.
I think I sent Casey a message to say, I'm sorry to hear of what's happened with the foot.
And then he goes, just joking. So when you've been down that rabbit hole enough times with Fev, you don't believe his stories. And I don't, can you share with everybody listening this story from Malaysia, what happened?
No.
And then we'll do a poll.
Well, hang on, 131060, I want to ask, does anybody think that Fev's telling the truth or lying? Is the scar because he was glassed in Malaysia or is this a lie? Or does anyone know the truth? Because I'm now asking you to drag out some Carlton players who are on this trip.
No one really knows this story.
Is it because it didn't happen?
It hasn't been made public because it was not good.
Does Alex know the story?
I think she knows little bits of it.
Okay.
That she needs to know.
Now that your wife doesn't know that you've got a scar from a glass in, I certainly don't believe it.
Dad,
can we call Ange?
No, can I call Jason, your brother? No one knows this story. How many times have I just told you that?
I mentioned Juddy in the story. Can we get Juddy on?
Well, Juddy listening?
He wasn't there. I had to explain it to him when I got back to the hotel because he was the captain. And we got in trouble.
Okay.
Can anyone else feel him weaseling out of this, or is this just me?
Oh, I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
We're out. I was actually on the dance floor, hammered. Mm-hmm. We're having a great night. It was our last night in Malaysia. It was just in Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. And our major sponsor was Malaysia, so we were there on a junket. It was Dick Pratt's last trip before he passed. Oh, hanging out.
And we've been having a very good night.
Yeah, we had a great night. We had we got his jet over, and we're at this nightclub or pub. I think it was a pub. And I was dancing to a land down under.
Cracks in the
of
story
all
already.
Songs. I'm dancing to I Come From a Land Down Under.
Yes.
And I'm having a great old time. And then I see this chair fly across the room. And I'm like, what? One of the boys was in a big fight. And so I obviously went to help him. And I was like, what's happened? And I grabbed him and we ran outside. And there were like people everywhere.
Mm.
And they were all trying to get us. And the guy who owned the pub was an Australian. So he's like, mate, you better go. And I got sliced with a broken glass bottle.
There's the scar. There it is.
Show me the scar
on my neck. This is fair dinkum. So we ran and we got chased. Like, well, I actually feared for my life. That was the only time I've ever thought I was going to die. Dead set. I thought I was going to die. Anyway,
you're raising your eyebrows a lot.
We ran and our hotel was about, I don't know, a couple hundred meters up the road. So we ran and I jumped over the fence and they had like barbed wire on the fence because that's what they have there.
He's pointing to his hands now. He's got
other
scars.
And now I've got a big scar there from there. And I was
bleeding.
Liars
add a lot of detail.
I was bleeding everywhere. And anyway, we flew home the next day. And the day we landed, I was on the plane. I had had blood coming out everywhere. We flew home. I slept the whole way because I was.
Okay, here's the thing.
And the day we landed was Black Saturday. There you go.
Okay, another bit. Here's the thing. Two things, actually. One.
True story.
Your wife once told me, not long after we met, that one of your tells is when you furrow your brow, and your brow was furrowed all through that.
Was it?
So that I think that is a tell that you're lying. And the other thing is, and if you are listening, and you've got a friend like Fev who is always telling stories and then going, gotcha, that never happened.
But why would I tell you that
13,
story?
13, 10, 60, should I believe him or shouldn't I believe him? And if anybody out there has a friend like this and knows what I'm going through right now, I believe if that scar on your neck was from being glassed, I would have heard of it in the last five years.
I've never told that story publicly.
Let's take a song. There's already calls coming through. It'll be interesting to see how this goes for Fev on the phones as to whether people believe and invested in Brendan's true story there.
If Jody could call, if Ange, Alex, Jason, I'll take any proof.
We had to tell Jody what had happened because he was a skipper. And I literally cried. Like, I was like, man, I'm going to get sacked. This is like, this is my last.
Is a lot of mayo.
I didn't even do anything.
Well, I'm in a dilemma with my friendship with Fev, and it's a real thing because he is so often fooling me. I mean, who could forget when he had his beautiful baby Toby and he tried to tell me what her name was?
That's right. This was an hour after Toby was born. No, we've got this on file. Here we go.
Does this little angel have a little name yet?
We're called Brenda Favola.
Ah! Good gear.
No, that might be the name. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, just in case it's the name.
I knew you'd say that. That's what he wanted to tell you.
I mean, that's a beautiful name. Oh, I mean, yeah. Brenda. I love Brenda. Yeah.
That's an amazing reaction.
Okay, so what's the latest?
You committed to that lie so much you put it on a billboard.
Yeah, it was 24 hours.
Now, this is the problem, everybody, I'm having with Fev. So he tells me these stories,
yes,
and then I buy into them, and then he goes, just joking. So this morning he told me a story about how he's got a scar on his neck and he got stabbed / glassed in Malaysia when he got into a fight. And I immediately went, didn't happen, don't believe you, I'm not coming on the ride with you. And for the last hour off air, he's been trying to convince me that it happened. Right. Now, one, we have yet to get a witness to this event. Apparently it wasn't a Carlton footy trip.
No, it was actually Air Malaysia was our sponsor. It was actually a junket.
We're supposed to be
on our best behaviour.
Mm. Okay, I asked if I could speak to Alex, and then you said, "Oh, she probably wouldn't know about this." I find it hard to.
I'm telling you, not many people know about this.
Jason, your brother, your dad, you're like, no, I don't think I've told them. You've got it. You, my friend.
Bit of a secret.
That scar, if that was a genuine glassing, you would be where you would walk around topless. That's how proud of that you'd be. You would be so proud of your scar, and you've never mentioned it in our friendship. I don't believe you, and I have asked our wonderful listeners to get involved.
Do you reckon Alex Favola would know if her husband had been stabbed?
Well, she does.
I think she would know.
Ring her.
Now, Tanya in Bulleen. Tanya, what do I do? I'm in an impasse. Do I believe him?
Nah, he's lying through his teeth, love. Come on, basic math is not Fev's strong point. I mean, Air Malaysia, private jet, jumped over a 12-metre fence, got barbed wire. Come on, mate. You're superhuman, but not that super.
Thank you for the compliment.
Tanya, I wish you sat in this studio with me every day.
Our president at the time owns a jet, and we flew in his jet, so we didn't need to fly anywhere.
Okay.
And we flew to Malaysia to meet the big dogs. It was amazing.
Right, but I love what
Tanya
did.
How many hours is the flight?
What was the flight? On the flight over, I could smell KFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
they're full of it.
I'm like,
so cool.
This is dead set. This is Finnegan. I could smell Tanya. I could smell KFC. And I said to whoever sitting next to me, I go, I can smell KFC. And they go, yeah, because Styx Kernahan was our president at the time as well. He was there, and he loves KFC.
Could we get Steve Kernahan on the show?
Steve Kernahan, are you available for comment?
Dick Pratt organised to have KFC on the thing. We had KFC, okay. We played poker with peanuts and drank scotch.
Okay, that bit might be true. The glassing is what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Thank you, Tanya. We'll move on to some more. Different people have different views on
this. Yes, Lena in Coburg. Hi, Lena.
Hi.
Lena, is this story believable? Do you believe that that Fev was glassed or stabbed?
I reckon he was. There's just too much detail in the story.
Yeah. See, I think that's his undoing, though, Lena. They often say liars give too much detail. And you can't see his furrowed brow, but he furrows his brow when he's lying.
Do I?
Mm.
Okay.
And I know that from just your quickly, better half.
I did approach Ryan Houlihan for comment.
Who was
He wasn't in the leadership group, but I think he'd know about that.
He played for many years with Fev and gave him outstanding service into the
he
square.
He fed me. He fed me a lot.
Hey, bro, because I said, bro, are you up? Just want to get confirmation on a Fev story, a claim about being stabbed in Malaysia.
Yes.
His response, hey, bro, WTF. I've never heard that before with about four laughy emojis. Now, that's from Ryan Houlihan. Yeah,
that's one of your best mates.
He not many people know about this story.
I just had another one come through from him. Fake news.
That's not
Hoopsie.
Fake.
Hoopsie.
Well, Hoopsie wouldn't know. Hoopsie's he wasn't there.
The best.
He wasn't there.
Now, hello. We've got Ange Favola, your dad. Ange, hello.
Hello, Phoebe.
Oh, congratulations,
hello,
Ange.
Phoebe.
On your new purchase.
Thank you.
Moving into a new home. Very excited about that. Can't wait to come and visit.
That's okay.
But firstly, have you ever heard this story from Fev when he was in Malaysia with the boys from Carlton? He went out to a nightclub and he got glassed and he's got a big scar down his sternum and that was from that stabbing.
I do remember the trip to Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not know nothing about a stabbing. I reckon it's bullshit.